I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Lebanon's government is only providing 1 or 2 hours of electricity each day. Those who can't afford it pay private groups who run generators. Pierre Hosni with Horizons International says many have installed solar panels, including himself. Solar panels work well in Lebanon, which receives sunlight about 300 days of the year. Abandoned by the government, many Lebanese are drawn to Jesus. Pray the local church would be strengthened. And it's election season in the U.S., and that means a lot of focus on the southern border with Mexico. But if you look closer, you'll see a different side of the story. E3 Partners has worked in the city of Reynosa, directly across the border from Hidalgo, Texas, since May of last year. Claudia Adame says they demonstrate God's love with the migrants by listening to their stories. You can participate in this work, even if you don't speak Spanish. Sign up for the trip or learn more at missionnews.org. Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. I'm Ruth Kramer.